Hi, this is Alexaropoli from Rhapsody of Fire, and you're watching CMS TV. Enjoy!
It is your classic metal show right here on the classicmetalshow.com. That is Tattoo Rodeo from their Road Hard and Put Away Wet with Blonde Ambition. And that one going out by request to Anthony Carollo. And just before that, we heard a band called Dead Man's Whiskey, What's Your Name for Skippy, and Crimson Glory with Azrael for Chuck in North Carolina.
All right, got them all in.
Yeah. So, Rolling through the requests.
That's right. Giving the people what they want, right?
Yeah, Casey Kasem's got nothing on me, man.
Yeah, especially since he's not breathing.
Except air in his lungs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So there you are. All right. Well, here we are into the fourth segment of the CMS. So anything you got in particular?
I have something that may take a little bit, but if you would like to take something, that's fine.
Go ahead. Let's just use this hour, and then we'll finish up with what little snippets we have in the last hour.
All right. This next guy that we're going to talk about, I am fascinated with, and we've talked about him before. This is like a whole show of like almost like an update show.
Yeah, things kind of resurfacing.
Yeah. I can't get enough of this fucking guy, and I can't figure out if he's real or not.
Okay.
I'm talking about Corey Feldman.
Oh yeah. Well, I met him, obviously. I met him a couple of years ago at the Whiskey. He and Don are friends. He's a big Dokken fan, and Don, got to know him through the years, and anytime Don plays in the LA area, Corey comes out,
and that's cool. But have you watched his performances?
Yes, it's abysmal.
It's what is he? Do you think it's real, or do you think he's putting on an act?
No, I think it's real. I think that he thinks that his stuff is good.
But I mean, with all the tech, every show has tech problems and stuff. Do you really think, is he so surrounded by incompetence?
Yes.
Because you think that's what it is?
Yeah, because I don't think he has his own crew per se.
Okay.
Or if he does, he's bringing friends on the road that maybe don't know shit from Shinola. You know, because they're probably doing it for nothing, just for the fact that he's child star Corey Feldman.
Okay.
And they're just doing him a favor, and he probably doesn't have a budget to bring people on the road. Mm-hmm. So he probably brings, you know, the local flunky who's enamored with Corey Feldman, and like, oh dude, you can mix sound for me, or you could run the lights for me, or you could do this. Seriously? Yeah, dude, I got some gigs coming up. You can go on the road with me, you know?
Right.
That, and I think that's the case, because, you know, I did talk to Corey for a few minutes.
Okay.
And I tried to arrange to have him come on the show. And again, it's always such a, you know, you email and back and forth with his guy, because he introduced me to this guy who does his booking and shit.
Okay.
And I must have exchanged a half a dozen emails back and forth. It's like, come on, let's just get this done.
Yeah. What's the hard? Here's the link. Show up.
Yeah. You know, it's scheduling and this and that, whatever. So you just give up, because it's just like, I'm not going to chase you. Okay, I'm making the invite. If you can make it, great. If you can, I'm not going to chase you.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, when you talk to him,
yes,
did he seem sane, or does he seem like a lunatic?
No, he seems sane. He was talking about, at the time, this was 2 years ago, I don't even remember what it was that he was about ready to release. He was about ready to release something new. And, you know, of course, he was talking it up as this is the greatest work ever and yada, yada, yada. But to be honest with you, especially with all the videos that I've seen, you know, like the quote unquote, the music videos he puts out and stuff. Mm-hmm. He is so still caught up with the whole Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah, which is like so tired and played. And
you know, but it's really weird. It's just like, why are you channeling Michael Jackson so much? I mean, I get the relationship that they had as a child star and
no.
blah, blah, blah. But regardless of that, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, everything about it is weird. That's why there's a part of me that thinks it's mental. Purposely fake.
No, I don't think it's purposely fake. I think it's mental. I think he's damaged.
Yeah.
And I don't think he does it purposely to be bad or something. Yeah. I honestly think that he thinks that he's a great performer.
See, I have such a hard time with that. Just and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm thinking somewhere somebody may have said to him, you know, if you go up and you do all these fucked up things, you smack your teeth with your microphone and you yell at your guys because the sound doesn't start on time and your mic never works and your guitars never work, you know, that it would become an internet sensation, which it has.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that it keeps happening.
Yeah.
That now years later, he hasn't been able to fix it.
Yeah. Well, again, I just think that he just has beggars and hangers on that he probably doesn't pay, or if he does pay them, it's
pennies, $50 or whatever.
Pennies.
Right.
And there's no real professionalism involved with his cavalcade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think, you know, unless you're like a seasoned veteran and you have the knowledge and the wherewithal, you're going to fuck these things up.
Yeah. Well, and what's crazy is, I don't know if it already happened or if it's happening later this summer or what, but I saw Limp Bizkit is going to take him out on tour.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding? This guy, there's not one video of him having a good show without something being fucked. I guess Limp Bizkit probably sees the joke in it.
Mm-hmm.
To have him come out and open their shows, but maybe, and probably it's probably cheap.
Well, maybe Fred Durst is a fan.
Might be, or a friend.
Could be.
Because I think Fred Durst did appear on one of his songs.
Right. So there you are. So, you know, well, dude, you know, you could, you know, we could bring you out as an opening slot.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, because I think last year there's a thing there's a festival here in the Chicago area called Firefest.
Yeah.
And they store all their equipment and their containers and stuff at my yard here.
Okay.
And Slayer is going to perform there this year.
Okay.
And he was at Firefest last year.
Okay.
Where he was. And, you know, again, same disaster story.
Right.
Just a fucked up show.
Right. It's always a fucked up show. That's what makes me wonder if it's purposely fucked up for internet value.
I don't think it's purposely fucked up. I just think it's just he's got people around him that they're not professionals. They're not All professional right. people.
All right. Well, let's watch a little of this, Corey. Somebody sent me this and I watched it and just could not stop laughing at how bad this is. And it's the same theme. It's not even like it's unique or different or anything. It's always the same. But it's always the same. You know, they start. He's not ready. It doesn't sound right. This doesn't work. He's not on stage when he should. It's always something. So here's Corey in Colorado.
Yeah, Inglewood, Colorado.
Yeah, let's check some of this out.
Yeah.
What is the comeback king of? When was he ever a musical star?
Well, he's the comeback king from being a child star to reemerging as a music star or something. I don't know. It's bizarre, man.
It's so stupid.
I know you can't tell it from the stage.
Yeah.
He is such a tiny guy. I mean, he literally comes up to here on me.
He's like 5'5", 5'3".
Well, I'm 6 foot even.
Okay, so that's about 5'2"?
5'2". He's a teeny guy. Just a teeny guy. But he's got the whole Michael Jackson hairdo thing going on.
And the moves and all. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's just channeling Michael Jackson. It's bizarre.
And nobody has told him in all this time that's a really stupid look and a stupid idea to channel a guy that most people think raped babies.
Or raped him.
Yeah, or raped him as well. It's like, even if you are, you know, even if you are into that, it's like, it's probably not the best professional idea. So it's just all bizarre. I just don't get it, but it makes me laugh. I will say that. Let's watch more of this Jewel. Up, up. Now you hear the people laughing at him, right?
Well, watch this girl over here on the keyboards.
Okay.
Watch her. She's got an Apple tablet mm-hmm. up there on her keyboard over there on the side.
Yeah.
And she's watching and trying to prepare and looking for her cue and all that. You think she's a professional musician?
No,
not at all. This is all self-produced. Yeah, you know, these are people who are just, like I said, flunkies, beggars hanging around. Yeah. You're not professional, you know, seasoned musician people.
Sure.
This is just a band of people that Corey just kind of threw together, and what if
but they're on tour?
I understand, because he's Corey Feldman,
right?
It's not because he brings a great product. It's because he's Corey Feldman. He's a right. name. You know, he could just show up and tell bad jokes, and people would still book him,
right? Do you think that these people that are in the crowd here, these 50 people or whatever, they go for the joke, right?
They're there to see a child star.
You think they're there with intent other than to laugh at him?
Yeah, they're not there to listen to his music. I mean, who's listening to his music?
You think they're there specifically to laugh at him?
To see what a train wreck it is.
All right.
Yeah, they're there to see a train wreck.
Because I ain't going to lie, if he came here, I'd go. Yeah, I would absolutely go, because I want to see this fucking...
You want to see a train wreck.
I do. This would be worth $20 to me, or $30 right, bucks or whatever.
Well, back it up like 10 seconds and watch the girl over here on the keyboard. She's like frantically trying to get her programming or whatever she's doing on that Apple laptop. And she keeps looking over her shoulder, making sure she doesn't miss her cue and stuff. Professional musicians don't do that. You don't see frantic, you know, say a keyboardist or whatever, frantically fucking around with their keyboard, trying to get their act together before the next thing starts.
All right.
Watch her. You know what I mean? They're not together. See, they're not together. She doesn't know what the Is that the drummer behind her or a percussionist?
Yeah, I don't know what that guy does. Yeah, I think the drummer's on the other side.
Yeah, so she's looking. What is everybody else doing? We're not ready to come in here together, and you know, and they're all looking for their cue. And
right.
So you could tell these are not gelled musicians. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is just they're bizarre.
They're not comfortable together up there.
No, they're not.
Everybody's frantic. They're all adjusting and moving shit around and trying to get their thing together and keeping an eye on Corey. Oh, when's he coming out? And, you know, am I ready to play yet?
Yeah. No, I it's just bizarre. I agree with Jerry here. They're just waiting for him to fuck up and laugh at him.
Exactly. They're just looking, watching the train wreck.
Yep. All right. Well, let's us watch the train wreck.
Because we know it's not good.
Of course. All right, here we go.
And see, again, look at this awful screen they got back there. is that a bed sheet or what?
Yeah, it's really bad. All right, here we go.
Stop. Look at this bassist back here. He's a bassist, the guy behind the keyboard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at him. He's looking, he's watching his hands because he probably doesn't even play well. Watch, back that up like 5 or 8 seconds and watch how close he's watching his own hands. Like, am I getting the right notes? Doom, do, 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 doom, do. Watch him. Watch how close he's watching himself play. Look, he's fucking around with the mic. He's got a mic over there and he's fucking around with that and he's trying to play at the same time and you know, right. It's just not organized.
It's awful.
Yeah. So this is the reason why, and I don't think it's contrived. I just don't think it's...
Just think they suck.
They suck.
All right.
I mean, even Glamorous is better.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they're better prepared.
Well, that's part of the reason I think some of this could be contrived is because this guy has been in the business so long. It's unbelievable to me that a guy that's been in the business could be this fucked.
Well,
that no one would step up and straighten this out.
Yeah. Well, again, he probably lacks good management as far as like, and I guarantee you all these people that he's playing with, these are just buddies and friends and people he met and
girlfriends or whatever.
Yeah, you could be my bass player. Yeah, you play bass? Yeah, I met him at the Guitar Center.
Right. See, Demon's with me on this.
I don't know. I'm watching everybody else. I'm watching everybody on that stage and they're not.
It's the weirdest thing. It's one of those things that I don't think no matter what we say here, I don't think we can determine for sure.
Yeah, it's tough to say, but
it's hard.
I'm just watching the musicians and seeing how they're moving around up there. And they're just, you know, they're just like so unorganized.
I agree. They are. But at the same time, it's like, I wonder if that's part of the deal. I mean, he is an actor. You know, and he's been desperately for his whole life trying to fit in where I could see this being. I hope people catch this on YouTube. I hope my videos go viral. I hope, you know, and again, I don't know why you would do that. I mean, there's a part of me that thinks he's fucking crazy personally, But
well, I think that he's mentally damaged.
Yeah, and that it just is like, what the hell? Every time I see one of these videos, I just now I watch them more and more and closer, like just like we're doing now, which makes me almost think that it's brilliant to be this fucked up, because now we're watching to see if he's faking being fucked up. Mm-hmm. It's like, he found the mystery to breaking the internet.
Right. just being a
fuck up.
Well, what do they call it? A sideshow?
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely a sideshow.
This is like going to see the bearded lady.
Yeah, this is definitely the bearded lady or fucking 14 midgets stuffed in a car or something. You know, it's bizarre. And the hats and the wig and the everything about this is goofy.
Yeah, it is goofy.
And you know, every piece of this is goofy. The way everything's laid out. The drummer off in the corner somewhere here. These mics just thrown up wherever. A flag in the middle of the fucking stage for some reason. What is that? Why is there a flag in the middle of the stage? The middle of the front of the stage. What is that about?
Yeah.
Everything about this is goofed. He's off to the side. You know, the... They got a sheet on the wall that they're projecting onto. It's fucking weird. All right, let's watch more of this. It's been good so far.
Mm-hmm. Is he playing that harmonica for real?
I don't know. Who knows? I have to say yes, only because I don't think there's anybody that could coordinate a track.
Yeah. And what is that weird hoodie thing he's got on under his hat?
I have no idea.
He's got the major domo jacket on, and yeah. He's got some kind of sparkly thing on.
Like a trash bag or something on his head.
Yeah. And he's got some weird... You know, obviously the button keeps coming apart on his jacket, and he's got something. That's really bizarre.
Yeah, everything about it is weird.
Yeah. Well, you can buy shit like that down on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. There's shops down there. You could buy all kinds of weird stage costumes and shit like that. So that's not unattainable at all.
Yeah, obviously he got it, but I expect to see Eric wearing this at the next Stephen Piercy show. That's a good look. Imagine if Eric showed up at one of them Piercy shows with this fucking hat on and this trash bag on his head. Stephen would be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Get off my stage. All right, let's watch more of this. It's fascinating to me.
It is. It's really bizarre, but it's so unorganized.
It's just a train wreck. It's a mess. But I guess it would be worth $20. How much would you pay to see this?
I would go. I would definitely go.
But where would the cap be? $40?
Yeah.
Would you pay $40?
I would.
Would you pay $50?
No.
42.
Well, number one, it would depend on how far do I have to drive to see this damn thing.
Right.
And then, you know, the money isn't really the issue. It's just like, what? How much do I have to go through driving, parking, getting the ticket, getting in, all this?
Yeah, but there has to be a financial cap.
Yeah.
What is the financial cap?
$40
for Corey Feldman.
$40.
That's about where I would land too. I would probably spend 40.
Yeah, just to see what a goof. What a goofball this is.
Yeah. 40, but only 30 if they wouldn't let me take my phone in. I don't see a lot of people filming for some reason. I would expect every person in the room would be filming this. The way people film everything else, wouldn't now, you expect everybody?
Was he performing with somebody at the show, or do you know?
I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on here.
Okay.
All right, let's watch more of this. This is worse than the worst local band I've ever seen. This is terrible.
He's a cabaret show. You know, he's like a circus performer.
Yeah. It's just weird.
What's on that flag right there?
It says something about Love Fest or something.
Is that him on the flag?
It must be. I'm assuming, or his girl or something. I don't know. All right, here we go.
Again, with the whole Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Member of the band as we go. So,
oh, good.
Big show. We're gonna play some of the classics. We're gonna play some of the new songs that you haven't heard yet. All kinds of exciting stuff.
What is classified as a classic? Can you name one Corey Feldman song?
Yeah.
I can't name one.
Okay, so, you know, like this girl who's the keyboard player.
Yeah.
Do you think she's a professional keyboard player?
I think she's a professional girlfriend.
I think she's just a chick who can play some piano.
If it's even a keyboard, that might just be triggers, because I don't see any horn player up there, but I heard an awful lot of horns. I heard a lot of saxophone being played there, and I don't see a guy up there playing a sax.
I just find that so funny that he's got that screen on the back, and then he's got that, you know, everything's makeshift.
Yeah, he's got a flag in the front, and he has to move his whole band to the side.
And then he's got fans blowing, so the flags are blowing, and yeah. All that shit.
It's just so stupid. Everything's
so makeshift.
It's all fucking bizarre.
It's not a professional production at all. It's very, very cheap. Everything's on the...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the total stage value here is probably, what, about $37?
Yeah, it's bizarre, man.
That's crazy. All right, let's watch more of this. I can't get enough.
Yeah, well, it is bizarre. You're just like, well, what the hell's going to happen now? What kind of weird ass outfit is he going to come out wearing now? Yeah.
What other dumb dance is he going to do?
And the whole thing is, how do you even categorize his quote unquote, his music?
Yeah. I don't even know what this is. Is it rock? Is it pop? Is it metal? Is it, I have no idea what this is. R&B metal pop?
Remember, what was it? 6-8 years ago, he had the Angels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He had like 5 or 6 chicks or something.
Yeah.
There was his Angels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I guess he fired them. Yeah, I don't know. All right, here we go.
Promoting Love Laugh 2.1, the new box set, which is available back at the merch booth. If you buy one, I'll sign it for free.
Wow!
He'll sign it for free.
Wow!
If you buy something and spend your money, I won't charge you another extra for me to put my little scrawl on there.
Here's the real question. What does that fucking quote-unquote box set cost?
Who knows?
I know it ain't $20. If he's signing for free, that's a hun spot. That is a fucking hundy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going to this show and, oh, let me spend another $100.
Yeah.
On just whatever he said, 2.1.
Well,
box set 2.1.
Like I said, when I met him a couple of years ago, and I just could not get over how tiny he is.
I can't get over how crazy he is.
Well, he's nutty. You know, and the thing is, he was nice to talk to. I mean, I stood there at the whiskey and chit chatted him up. Don introduced me. Hey, this is a good friend of mine. You know, I want to introduce you, and kind of just stood there and chit chatted for a few minutes. And then I said, hey, I got this radio show and I'd like you to come on. And, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, that's correct. It's really weird. And, you know, again, he was just like, yeah, cool. Nice to meet you. Yeah, sure. I'd like to come on and do your show. Here's my guy. You can talk to him, make the arrangements, blah, blah, blah. And
why do I think that if we ever got to that point, it'd be like, what kind of budget do you have?
Yeah.
Guaranteed that would be the next question on it. Mm-hmm. What kind of budget do you have for this show? I guarantee you he ain't doing it for free. No way. If he's at his merch booth saying that I'll sign only if you buy something, he ain't doing nothing for free.
Yeah, but the thing is how many Corey Feldman interviews do you hear or see?
Only, you know, when they're talking about pedophiles in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's part of a documentary.
Yeah.
But do you actually see an interview with him?
Not usually.
No.
Yeah, he's a case, but
mm-hmm.
All right, let's watch more of this.
All right.
I love this.
Did I mention I'm single now?
Ooh. Oh, no, I'm just joking. Who's this guy? All right, now it's just turned into straight up karaoke.
Yeah, but see, again, who's this guy? Oh, he's just a friend of mine. I told him.
That's the drummer.
Oh, that's him?
That's the drummer. I think Corey's playing drums now.
All right.
I think that's what we're seeing here. But he just got this fucking guy up here singing karaoke. This is like when Billy used to do heavy metal karaoke at the bar.
Yeah.
So dumb. See? You know what else I'm noticing in this part that I didn't notice when I watched it the first time? I'm going to rewind just a little bit. Ignore the band for a minute and just listen to the sound.
Okay.
Everyone in the audience is talking.
Yeah.
They're so bored with this bullshit already that they're all talking to each other. Yeah,
they're not listening or...
No.
They're not there for the music.
No, not at all. But just listen to... I don't think I've ever been at a show where there was this much chatter in the crowd.
Like, yeah, this is just sort of something fucked up going on.
Check it out. It sounds like this, like what you hear between sets, like when they're sound checking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. Oh, he's back. It's Elvis.
Corey is not a vocalist. He is not a singer.
No.
He just wants to be a singer so bad.
Right.
And he's just not a vocalist.
I just can't stop laughing watching.
Yeah, well, but again, see, the reason he can do this, regardless of how bad or how much of a train wreck it is, it's because he's Corey Feldman, child star.
All right. Dude, bro, I'm about to ban you forever from our show. Stop it.
It isn't that bad.
Would you stop it? You're not even allowed to say that jokingly, dude, bro. Just stop. This is as bad as it gets. This is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish this up. There's only another minute.
Do you think, again, I don't know. Do you think he needs money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, dude, when's the last time he did a movie?
It's been decades.
Yeah, it's probably, what, 30 years? When's Lost? I mean, I'm sure he did a couple movies like License to Drive or something after Lost Boys.
Lost Boys was like the 80s still.
Yeah. Has he done any movies of note since the other Corey died?
Like Stand By Me or something like that?
Well, that's when he's way young. I'm talking about since the other Corey died. Or did his career die with the other Corey?
Yeah, I mean, his career was the child star.
Right.
You know, he was, you know, obviously did the Goonies. He did, you know, Stand By Me or... Yeah, was it Stand By Me?
Yeah, he was in Stand By Me.
Yeah, that one, and, you know, License to Drive, and...
Lost Boys.
I think Lost Boys, you know, he was already into his teens at that point.
Right.
But I don't think after that, I don't think he did anything after that, did he?
Well, I'm looking, man.
Anything of note?
He's done a shit ton of movies, but
it was all while he was still a kid, though.
Let's see. No, I mean, he's still working as of 2022. I've never heard of any of this stuff.
But are these independent movies that didn't pay anything?
Well, let's just look here. Let's find the last one in the, what would that have been, 80s, 89, Dream a Little Dream. I remember that one. 90, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I remember that one. Edge of Honor, 91. Rock and Roll High School Forever, 91. Meatballs 4.
Bet you there was 4.
Meatballs 4. I didn't even know there was a 3. Yeah, he looks like he was the star of Meatballs 4, Meatballs to the Rescue.
He's a meatball on the stage.
I was going to say, that's 92. Blown Away, Step Monster. Oh, here's one I recognize. Loaded Weapon 1. Remember that? Loaded Weapon 1. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. Lipstick Camera. National Lampoon's Last Resort. Maverick. A Dangerous Place. Voodoo. Dream a Little Dream 2. Didn't realize there was one of those. Bordello of Blood. Remember that? That's 96. Yeah, I mean, dude, he's steady worked. But I don't know what these movies are. Like, I'm just moving up to the 2000s. 2000s, he did The Million Dollar Kid, The Scarecrow, Citizen Toxie, The Toxic Avenger 4, Porn Star, The Legend of Ron Jeremy, My Life as a Troll, Seance, Bikini Bandits, Pauly Shore is Dead, The Mayor of the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, I know about that. That's just sort of like a documentary thing.
Yeah. Dickie Roberts, former child star.
Yeah, that's with
John Lovitz, David Spade.
David Spade, that's who I was looking for.
Alyssa Milano, too. Yeah, these are all just bit parts for him, though. He's not like the star of any of this.
No, of course not.
But then I'm looking at TV, too. Dude, he's still doing shit tons of TV, too. But most of the shit is all fucking celebrity justice shit. Yeah. I mean, I guess he's still working, but yeah, he's got to need money. Got to. I mean, what? Why else would he do this? All right, let's finish this up.
All right.
Here we go. Does he think he's Jimmy Dean?
Yeah, Jimmy Dean. Rock on.
Sausage. He sucks.
Rock on.
He is rock on. Rock on.
That's Corey it. Feldman was making a...
That's it.
Yeah. Wow.
What the hell, man?
Well, again, I mean, it's not like he's getting any significant work.
No.
And what do you think a Corey Feldman commands? Because he's Corey Feldman and the attraction of... Hey, you want to see a child star out here being a train wreck? What do you think that's worth to a promoter? $10,000.
I was going to say 1,500. No. I can't see 10 G's.
You think
that's double the Juan Crucier's other voice of Rat?
Yeah, because he's Corey Feldman.
Wow.
Because he's Corey. Who's Juan Crucier? Who knows Juan's name?
It's the other voice of Rat, thank you.
Yeah, but Corey Feldman, movie, television star, fucked up guy, Michael Jackson Association.
Yeah. Wow. Glad I'm not a promoter. But if you booked this, let's say it was 10 grand.
But you wouldn't book him as a solo act. You would book him with something.
Just, yeah, I guess. That looks like a solo show to me.
Yeah, no, that's his. I don't think he's the headliner for this show. Do you?
The one we just watched, I absolutely do.
You think he was headlining?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
I think he was the headliner.
Well, just think about it, though. He's got a drummer, a bassist, a guitarist, a keyboardist himself. So that's a minimum of 5 people in the band.
Yeah.
Then you got to get plane flights. You got to get hotels. You got to get this, that. So that money goes really quick.
Yeah, oh, I agree.
So it's got to be worth his while to bring everybody out to do this.
True.
So it's got to be at least 10,000.
God. Is the promoter sweating bullets from the second he signs that deal?
Who knows?
Jeez, man. All right, Jerry, you're just wrong on this one. I would love if that was true, but that is definitely not true. I guarantee you, Corey Feldman is going to get more pussy than anybody on listening to this show.
Right.
Because he's Corey Feldman.
He's Corey Feldman.
People will be sucking his cock and singing Stand By Me and are humming it at the same time. He's going to get laid. That part I have no doubt about. He's fucking Hollywood famous.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. All right, well, that's all I had for Corey Feldman. I'm so fascinated with this guy, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a train wreck.
Yeah. Boss Metal. He gets paid in BJ's and pizza.
Yeah, could be.
I doubt it. Again, he's Corey Feldman. He doesn't need to get fucking paid in blowjobs. He can get those just fucking walking around Hollywood. He could, I mean, don't you think, I mean, he's nutty as fuck, but he could literally walk into some store in West Hollywood and pick up anybody working there, you think?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Especially the ones that think that they're going to be actresses.
Or go on the road as one of his band guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he'd probably get more pussy when he goes out on the road, when he gets out of Hollywood. Because in Hollywood, he's not a big star. But in fucking Butte, Montana, he's probably the biggest star.
Sure.
Now he's the biggest star in the city that day. Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, there's Corey. He's quite the character.
Yeah. All right. Well, I say we take a break and come back and wrap up the show.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Let me see here. What do I got? Somebody asking for a song here. I'm just trying to see if I can find it quick. Here it is. I got a request to dedicate to Sal.
To Sal?
To Sal.
Well, before you dedicate something to Sal, can I put, I've been meaning to do this all night and I keep forgetting.
Yes.
I actually want to take one quick second and send a get well soon message to one of our CMS super faithful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Our friend Dan Pate.
Oh, is he ill?
He had a stroke.
I wasn't aware.
Yeah, he had a stroke. And I only know because I saw it, like some friend of his went on Fuckbook and posted that he had a stroke, but he's recovering, but you know, it's a stroke. So, you know. We like Dan. We like Dan a lot. Well,
we do like Dan. I mean, he did some coaching with me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and he worked through his thing, and it worked out for the best for him. So
that's good.
You know, I wasn't aware, obviously. So you know, good health to you, Dan.
Yeah, let's get better, Dan. You got more rocking to do.
Sure.
So get healthy. But yeah, I just wanted to send a quick, because I know he does listen. So I just wanted to say, hey, get well, dude. Can't have any of our CMS faithful going down. Fuck that. There's too few of us.
And stroke, especially. Man, that's tough.
It's pretty brutal. So it is get well, bro.
All right, Dan. Well, I wish you all the best and good health and recovery and, you know, all that good stuff. So,
yes.
You know, feel free to reach out anytime.
Yeah, please do.
All right. Well, anyway, I got a dedication request.
Okay.
From Paul Miles.
Okay.
He said, I'd like to dedicate this request to your friend Sal.
Okay.
Could you please play I Think I'll Just Stay Here and Drink by Warren? I'm sure he'll appreciate this tune.
Probably.
All right. So, all right. Well, here's Warren with I Think I'll Just Stay Here and Drink exclusively here
on your classic metal show.
The biggest and the best heavy metal radio station is CMS Network now. With over 5,000 heavy metal songs from all the subgenres and eras of metal, it ranges far more than almost any station broadcasting today. You can also listen to great radio shows like Charlie Kendall's Metal Shop, the shows of the CMS Network, and even the full episodes of the Classic Metal Show with the music. Visit CMS Network now at www.cmsradio.net or on the CMS Network app in both the iOS or Android stores. There's no need to listen anywhere else for the best heavy metal ever created.